News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Dáil voted last night to accept an Oireachtas report recommending assisted dying, paving the way for legislation in the future. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe was covering Dáil proceedings last night. Sean, it was actually pretty comfortable vote-wise in the end.
Well, the vote passed by 76 votes to 53 late last night, but it's important to say that this doesn't mean there will be legislation on assisted dying. The official motion was just to note the committee report, and TDs took that up a bit differently. Some said they were noting a report, no more, no less. Others that they agree in principle with allowing assisted dying but have some issues with the report. But many others saw this as a first real indication of where the Dáil stands on a yes or no to the proposal the committee made that assisted suicide should be available for those who have been diagnosed with a terminal illness and who can't have any suffering relieved by measures that they deem tolerable. So in that sense, it's a win for the yes camp here. And in theory, a majority of the Dáil may support that proposal or something like it, even though it's going to fall to the next Dáil and the next government to do anything about it. There were some notable absences last night. Neither the Taoiseach nor the Tánaiste were present for the vote. Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman was there. He voted in favour of the measure. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil had allowed a vote of conscience, and their benches were pretty split down the middle on the matter. That included senior ministers. You had Catherine Martin and Dara O'Brien voting yes, Heather Humphreys, Norma Foley and Peter Burke voting no. Former cabinet members divided, two sitting next to each other on the back benches. Former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar voted in favour of the report, while his former Tánaiste Simon Coveney voted no.
Sean Defoe, thank you indeed for that. Let's go to Michael Healy Ray now, former chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Assisted Dying and, of course, independent TD for Kerry. Michael, Sean gave us a good description of what happened last night. I suppose the obvious question now is what next? What happens now?
Well, I voted against last night because I was against the contents of the actual report itself, which was unusual considering I had chaired it. But the report was a consensus of the majority, and I was in a minority grouping where we weren't in favour of it. What's going to happen next is very straightforward in its uncertainty, in that it'll be up to a future government whether they want to make this a priority in a legislative programme or not. But last night was important for the people of Ireland because it showed that of the TDs that were there, 76 would have been broadly in favour of this and 53 would have been against it. And when I say of this, at present, if you assist somebody in dying, there is a mandatory jail sentence following it. If this legislation or if what was in the report is to be passed in certain limited circumstances, under certain conditions, if you assisted somebody in leaving this world, well, there wouldn't be a penalty for it. In other words, it would be legislated for. Broadly speaking, I disagree with that. And that's why I was opposed to it. Okay. And I'm glad that a lot of people were opposed. People like Sinn Féin, they were whipped into line last night and they had to accept it whether they wanted it or not. I rather
Do you think that was it? You think it should have been a free vote, a vote of conscience?
Yes, I'm grateful that the two bigger parties had a free vote. I like to see politicians being able to go in and vote with their conscience rather than doing what they want to do, rather than what they're told to do. And I think that Sinn Féin would have been better served last night if they had allowed their representatives vote whatever the way they wanted. And it might have given us a clearer picture of what politicians in Ireland.
Well, I was just going to ask you: can we take this vote? Do you think as where the Dáil pretty much stands? It seems to be kind of 60-40 in favour of this. Is that where you think the lie of the land is in terms of the current Dáil?
Well, yes, in lie of the current Dáil, obviously, but theoretically speaking, a future government is going to be definitely minus 18 of the people in Fine Gael, for example, because they're not standing again. How many more of us may or may not survive the electric chop? So your next Dáil is going to be completely new. You're going to have new faces, new ideas, new people. They might have a different view again.
Probably younger people. Probably younger. And can I put it to you? Maybe younger people are more inclined towards voting towards this. It's a bit of a generalisation, but nonetheless, I think it's a legitimate one.
you're entitled to that ID because you might very well be right. But at the end of the day, who can see into the minds of future younger politicians, if younger they'll be? And all I can tell you is that if I'll be there, I'll be opposing it. I'll
absolutely
be voting against and that, because I don't agree with
and
it.
That's absolutely your prerogative and your right to do so. And you've been very open about that. Can I just ask you finally, do you think one day we will have assisted dying? When you see that vote last night, when you look at the composition of the next Dáil probably being made up of younger people, do you think in the lifetime of the next Dáil, however much you may regret it, and I would share some of your reservations, do you think we might see assisted dying in the lifetime of the next Dáil?
It's like going back 20 years ago and saying, would you see abortion being freely available in Ireland? I'm sad to say that I would think that you would be right in saying that in some shape or form, it will be legislated for. And if it is, to me, that would be the start of a slippery slope whereby it would be a free-for-all. And I just wouldn't like to see us legislating for that.
Okay. Michael Healy-Ray, former chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Assisted Dying, independent TD for Kerry. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.